This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More this morning in the Douglas County Sheriff's Report criticizing the shooting of Christian Glass last June by a Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy. CPR's Allison Sherry.
In 72 pages, officials say the main deputy who responded to Glass's call for help didn't follow procedures for dealing with someone who appeared to be having mental health problems. Instead, he escalated the situation unnecessarily. The deputy told investigators he killed Christian Glass because he was afraid the geology student was going to kill another officer from the front seat. Officials now say that would have been impossible. The former deputy and his supervisors have been fired by Clear Creek County and face felony charges in Glass's death. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
State lawmakers return to the Capitol next week to begin the legislative session. Democrats will have their largest majority in Colorado history. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The November election saw Republicans lose 7 seats in the state legislature. This leaves the party with less than a third of the seats in both chambers. Democrats say top priorities include more protections for abortion access and gun violence prevention. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In Congress, there's still no Speaker of the House. Colorado's Lauren Boebert has been one of the most vocal in a group of 20 Republicans blocking the election of Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker. In Boebert's Colorado Congressional District, Grand Junction resident Marianne Wright thinks Boebert should relent and vote for McCarthy.
She's disrupting everything. It's just confusion. It's pandemonium. No business is getting done. Other people are suffering because of it.
House members could try again today to choose a House Speaker. The number of Coloradans in the hospital with COVID and other problems is falling. COVID hospitalizations fell for the 5th straight week, and fewer people have been in the hospital with RSV for the past month. Doctors and public health officials say things could change as more people head back to school and work after the holidays. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.